Now, the rest of the story. Who was the new Republican? That was the question echoing through the halls of the Illinois General Assembly in the waning weeks of 1936. State legislators of both parties were equally curious. Who was this new Republican in their midst? Hardly anyone knew anything about him, and those who knew knew little. He seemed pleasant enough. He was so shy, in fact, that it was difficult to picture him as a politician. So how in the world had he made it to the state legislature? The new Republican was quite a handsome young man as well, strong, clean features, thick black hair and a ramrod spine. But who was he? Now, ordinarily, especially in Chicago and Illinois, one ascends through the ranks of party politics, becomes increasingly visible, and then one day, with good fortune, a campaign results in a victory. So where had this new Republican come from, this fledgling legislator who only 2 weeks before his election was not, nor ever had been, a candidate for any office? Well, the answers to these questions comprise the rest of the story. In the first place, he was 34, newlywed, average sort of guy, sold newspapers on a street corner while he was growing up, held down more or less ordinary jobs working his way through college, obtained a law degree and passed the bar at age 31, but he never practiced law because during the Depression era, his hometown was already filled with starving attorneys. So he went to work as a private secretary, and he served in that capacity as a private secretary for four county treasurers in succession. But then one day an extraordinary thing happened. 15 days prior to his certain reselection as state representative from the 9th District, David Shanahan, the Speaker of the Illinois House, who was an immensely popular Republican politician, Speaker Shanahan, running unopposed, suddenly died. Now it's 15 days before Election Day. It seemed a shame to elect a dead man to the state legislature. So this fellow I've been telling you about, this private secretary, came out of nowhere to launch a write-in campaign for himself. And what do you know? 8,600 voters did write in his name on the Republican side of the ballot, and he won. And his very first morning in the Illinois General Assembly, as he was sitting on the Republican side of the aisle, his very first day, this new Republican representative was invited by the Democratic minority leader to cross the aisle, come over and sit with the Democrats, and he did. And he remained a Democrat for the rest of his life. In years to come, 20th century Chicago politics will be evaluated in perspective. One name will certainly stand out among all of the others. For in the city of Chicago, he was not just the mayor, he was the boss. He was the lord of the notorious Democratic machine for more than two decades. But to keep perspective, any future evaluation must also include that he, the late Richard J. Daley, was first elected to public office as a Republican. And now you know the rest of the story.